First Lady Michelle Obama was in town recently, but not to open a school or a food pantry. She was just one of the many celebrities who were at the Metropolitan Museum for the opening of the Anna Wintour Costume Center, named for the famous Vogue editor. But as WNYC's Gisele Regatao reports, the designer who was chosen to inaugurate the new wing holds cult status only in fashion circles.
Charles James was born in England in 1906. His family moved to Chicago, and it was there that he started designing hats when he was 19. James moved to New York 2 years later in 1928. He first opened a hat shop in Queens and then started making dresses as well. His technique was unique. He saw the garments as sculpture, which he built by combining different fabric and textures. But he never forgot that his pieces were to be worn and he cared about comfort. His 1953 ball gown, Cloverleaf, is considered his masterpiece. It's a strapless dress in white satin and black velvet, elegantly swirling out from the body. It's constructed in four layers. And that got Harold Coda, who co-curated the Met exhibit, nervous.
When we heard that it was 10 pounds, we thought, oh God, it must have been such a chore to wear.
But Coda says a model who tried it on said the dress didn't feel heavy at all, and it moved her weight to the balls of her feet.
It's ergonomics, it's engineering, it's architecture, and of course it's really sumptuous play with fabric. All of that in one garment. And I think this is, in a way, his great masterwork.
All this engineering can be examined in the exhibit thanks to robotic cameras designed by Diller, Scofidio, and Renfro. They isolate details of the garments and project the analysis on monitors. Mary Barone, a fashion and arts writer, says James' technique was very sophisticated and influenced many designers.
In 1947, Christian Dior went on record to say that without Charles James, he would have never had his most transformative moment as he inspired his 1947 new look, which had a global sensation.
Barone says today many people know Dior, while only a few know James. Coda agrees.
Charles James was a designer who was really respected in his lifetime by other designers. Balenciaga, Dior, thought he was one of the great masters of design. But he closed his house in 1958, and fashion is very forward-looking, and so he was sort of forgotten except to specialists.
If the popularity of the Met show on designer Alexander McQueen is any measure, Charles James is about to become the newest fashion sensation. For WNYC, I'm Gisele Regatao.